Hey, Earthlings! I'm Andrew.
And I'm Polly.
And we love this planet so much that we're sharing classic Ear Snacks episodes each day of Earth Week.
And
we're hosting the children's stage at the LA Times Festival of Books this Saturday, April 20th, and Sunday, April 21st. Come say hello if you're in LA.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And if you're somewhere else on this fine planet of ours, come say hi at earsnacks.org.
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 We'd love to hear from you. And now, go Earth! Woohoo!
You're listening.
You're listening.
You're listening to Ear Snacks.
Ear Snacks.
Ear Snacks.
Ear Snacks.
Ear Snacks.
Ear Snacks.
Yeah.
With Andrew and Polly.
And Polly.
I don't know what's a creature.
Can you say ear snakes?
Yes, ear snakes.
All these critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire, and some just clap their hands or pause or anything they got now.
Listen to the bass, it's a one on the bottom where the bullfrog croaks and the hippopotamus moans and groans with the big to-do, and the old cow just goes moo.
Well, the dogs and the cats, they take up the middle while the honeybee hums and the cricket fiddles, the donkey brays and the pony neighs, the old coyote howls. On the telephone wire, and some just clap their hands, or pause, or anything they got now.
Listen to the top where the little bird sings the melody with the high notes ringing. The hoot owl hollers over everything, and the jaybird disagrees. Singing in the nighttime, singing in the day, the little duck quacks and he's on his way.
The possum ain't got too much to say,
and the porcupine talks to herself.
In the choir, some sing low, some sing high, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, a pause, or anything they got now. It's a simple song, a living song, everywhere by the ox and the fox and the grizzly bear, the grumpy alligator and the hawk above, the sly raccoon and the turtle dove.
You're listening to Ear Snacks.
I'm Andrew.
And I'm Polly. And we have a question.
What's a critter?
A critter is this kind of small animal.
It's a bug.
How is a critter?
A beaver. Pig.
Cat's bird.
A dog.
Humans.
A lot of the time, people say that critters are tiny animals.
They're about as big as a bird sometimes.
It is an animal.
Animals?
And all animals are critters.
Critter is an informal term. It means a living creature, an animal.
What's your name?
Kalinga.
And where do you live?
At Mount First Street.
And what country do you live in?
Australia.
Australia. And what is it like on your street? Is it a busy street?
Yeah.
Are there lots of cars?
Yeah.
What about, are there lots of houses?
Yeah.
Are there lots of trees?
Yeah.
What else is there lots of?
Cockatoos.
Cockatoos. There are lots of cockatoos. What animals do you live with? What animals do you have at home?
A goldfish. I'm Amber. And a dog named Ella Bombella.
And what kind of noise does Ella Bombella make?
Woof, woof.
What kind of noise does Amber make? Right. Like a fish. What about outside? What animals did we see when we walked to the shops today? Did we see some very little animals? Lots and lots of little ones? What were they? Little
ants.
What else did you see?
A fly.
We saw some flies, yeah?
A beetle.
A beetle. Where was the beetle going?
To his house.
And where do you think he lives?
In the grass.
In the grass, yeah. Did we see any birds today?
Yeah, a pigeon.
We did see some other birds today, the black and white ones.
A magpie.
And if you were a little animal, what kind of animal would you like to be?
An ostrich.
An ostrich? Why would you like to be an ostrich?
So I can fly.
Do ostriches fly?
No.
No! My goodness.
They can walk.
They can walk. And you know, they can run very, very fast.
Yeah.
Hello, it's Ainsley and Ryan. We live in San Francisco in our neighborhood in the Mission.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you would like to come over someday, just tell us and we can do it.
Do you know what street we live on?
Not really.
Oh, okay. What's our neighborhood like? Does it have trees?
No. Just plants. Our street has buses, cars, and Ubers. It's busy.
Have you seen animals on our street?
Hawks. Mosquitoes. A birdie go by. It was a seagull. It was playing on a wall. It went, There's tiny animals called mice. We have mice in our house. They keep pooping on top of the curtains and on the kitchens. That's why I don't put a mouse trap there on them.
Yeah.
We go to the farm and the beach. We see deer. They have horns which stick up just like mooses they have horns.
I'm Andrew.
And I'm Polly.
And this is Ear Snacks,
a free podcast for kids featuring kids.
With music by us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and some people wrangling, too.
This episode, we asked a bunch of our friends in different places what they know about...
critters!
Polly, did we ever figure out what a critter is exactly?
I think it depends who you ask.
Oh, yeah.
You just heard our friend Kalinga in Australia and our friend Ainsley in San Francisco talk about the critters that live near them.
Yeah, I love hearing about all the different homes and neighborhoods that critters share with people all around the world. Can we hear about some more?
You bet!
My name is Catarina Lorenzo Almeida. I live in Brazil, Salvador, Bahia. I live in Street Pindoba. My street is calm, have many neighborhoods, don't have sidewalks, have little buildings, and I have many friends.
Have you ever seen an animal on your street?
Yes. Fox, crocodile, birds, iguanas, snakes, monkeys, and many animals. The monkey eats banana. He enters in our kitchen and get the bananas. They go to the table and they go to the chairs. The fox, we see them when we are passing through the street. The birds like to eat fruits in our house. They like to do nests in the trees, in the windows, in the roof of the house. The monkeys make the birds make the fox make
Okay, what's your name?
Mariel Kennedy Martin. Capella Juliet Martin.
Where do you live?
at Martinborough.
On Pontotai Road, New Zealand.
New Zealand.
What's our neighbourhood like?
We're surrounded by hills, lots of grass, and we've got flowers and lots of vegetables.
It's got roses and it's got tall grass, it's got heaps of animals.
We live on a farm, an animal farm.
We have cows, pigs, sheep, dogs, flies, birds, and wild cats and deer, and wild rabbits and hares. That's mostly it.
And we also see Peanut, and that's our pet.
What kind of pet is Peanut?
A doggy.
She's a Jack Russell. We have lots of animals.
They make this noise. Moo! And bok bok bok! And cock-a-doodle-doo! Nay. Bah. Oink 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 oink.
What's the funniest thing you've ever seen an animal do?
A monkey that put underpants on.
Where was that monkey?
In Bali.
And what else have you seen an animal doing that's funny here on the farm?
A cow that jumped over another cow.
Truly? How did it do that?
It got a good run up and then went like meow over the cow's head.
Silly. If you were a little animal, what kind of animal would you like to be?
I would be a dog.
Little piglet.
A kookaburra, because I'd wake everybody up in the morning with a happy laugh every day.
A wizard.
I know what I want to be.
What would you be, Henry?
A rattlesnake.
Polly, what would you be?
I'd really like to fly, so maybe a bird. But then I really like swimming, so maybe I should be a whale. But if I were a whale, I would really miss being on the ground. So
yeah, I guess you kind of have to pick where you want to live, because certain critters live in certain places.
Come on, polar bears and penguins live in cold places.
That's totally right. Like, you might see a magpie on your way to the shops in Australia.
Right, but you wouldn't in Francisco.
Francisco?
So say you wanted to live in the desert.
I want to live in the desert.
What kind of critter could you be then?
I don't know much about critters in the desert. Could we ask our friend Sergio?
Good idea.
I'm Sergio Avila. I am a wildlife biologist with the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum in Tucson, Arizona. Our museum is a combination of natural history museum, botanical garden, art institute, and zoo. You can come and see a mountain lion, you can see a black bear, you can see deer, reptiles, rattlesnakes, hummingbirds, butterflies. We live very close to the Mexico-United States border, but the animals don't know that. So I spent a lot of time thinking how those animals adapt to living in natural places that have some human lines over them.
Like, for example, what is one animal that lives in that border area?
Mountain lions or cougars or pumas are a fairly well-known species of feline, of cat, in our continent. And mountain lions don't see borders. I've been studying them for many years, and I have never found a mountain lion that has a passport or that is carrying a flag. However, I have found a lot of mountain lions that are interested in finding where the food is, where a good place to sleep is, and where they can start a family. And so that's what animals care about. They don't care about countries. They don't care about artificial lines like that.
Let's talk about some of these things that live in the desert. First of all, how many animals would you say live in the desert? How many different kinds?
Many. People think the desert is just sand and just dunes that are abandoned. There's nothing there. The Sonoran Desert is the desert with the highest density of life forms, of different things that live there. From big cats like the mountain lion or the jaguar to bighorn sheep and deer. And then we have smaller mammals like coyotes. We have four types of skunks.
Do they have four different smells?
Yes, each skunk smells different.
What?
That's exactly right. And then there's other animals that smell, like the javelina. It's a little bit related to the pigs, but it's not exactly a pig. So of all these mammals, I can think of easily 25 to 30 species of land mammals, but then you can add another 25 species of bats.
25 just of bats?
Yes, just in the Sonoran Desert. Bats have adapted to living at a time when it's less risky for them. They are out at night, they go to the party, they like to dance, and they like, you know, they like it dark, and they fly around. So they have fun when the rest of us are sleeping.
Maybe that's one reason why there are 25 different species of bats, because they've found a way to live in this place in a way that everyone is living together without fighting.
That's exactly right. They are able to live together because they have found a way to share what they have, and instead of competing or fighting over it, they just, some bats say, okay, you're gonna go eat all the insects, you're gonna eat the mosquitoes, and then you're gonna eat all the cockroaches, and then you, the other guy, you are going to eat fruit. And so that way, all the bats already found an agreement, and they signed a contract, and everybody goes and eats different things.
Wow, okay. So let's see, we talked about javelinas, and we talked about skunks, and we talked about bats. What is the smallest, littlest animal you can think of that lives in the desert?
Smallest animal I can think of, and it's a very important group, I would think about ants and bees, little insects. Ants are very interesting because they have this relationship with a fungus. And so when you see the ants in a line taking a little piece of food or a fruit or something, they're all going into their nest, it's not for the ants to eat. It's for the fungus to eat. In their nests, ants are feeding fungus that then this fungus feeds them.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I think it's really interesting when I think about the smallest thing that I can think of. It's not an animal, but it would be a fungus. No plant or animal live in the desert by themselves. They are connected to many other plants and animals and the water and everything else. They help each other, they use each other, they eat each other, and that is the concept of ecosystem. Ecosystem is that place that provides a habitat or a home for different animals, so it may be providing many different homes, and then those plants and animals interact with each other at day, at night, in the winter, in the spring, when it rains, when it doesn't rain, you know, all those interactions create the ecosystem. And that's why we have to remember that in order to have these plants and animals, we have to keep the ecosystem, we have to help the ecosystem and make sure that all those processes continue happening.
Okay, last question for you. Do you have any little critters in your house?
Yes, I do have critters inside my house and outside my house. Inside, I have three little critters that are furry, and they have four legs, and they sleep a lot on the couch mostly. And when they're hungry, they just go, meow, meow. So I have three little critters that are my beautiful house cats. I have Lupita and Carlitos and Panchito that are three cats that my wife and I adopted. Once in a while, you get a little lizard inside or a little moth. And then we also have other critters like the daddy long legs. Daddy long legs live in our house. They live in the corners, so they have found their own place to live. And sometimes my cats are very curious about those little daddy long legs. And we like those daddy long legs. They help us control the other critter that lives in our house, that are mosquitoes. So sometimes in the summer, when we have a lot of mosquitoes, the daddy long legs eat them and capture them in their webs. So we're happy about having those guys.
So you have an ecosystem inside your house too.
A little bit of an ecosystem, yes.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Absolutely.
It's been really fun and really cool to think about the desert as a home for so many animals. Thank you, Sergio.
Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's so cool to think about the desert, Polly, like a home, you know, or even like a whole city full of lots of homes for lots of animals of all different sizes.
Yeah, and they're awake at all different times, and they all eat lots of different things for breakfast.
You're listening to Ear Snacks, and in this episode, we're asking our friends who live all around the world about animals in the places where they live.
So far, we've heard from kids from Australia, San Francisco, Brazil, and New Zealand.
Yeah, they're mostly from cities and farms.
A little bit of the beach and a little bit of the forest.
Ooh, Polly, could we hear from some kids who live in the woods?
Definitely.
What is your name?
Henry. George.
What city do you live in?
Auburn. Auburn, Alabama.
What street do you live on?
Hickory. It's like full of neighbors, and down on the road, there's a park.
What is around our house?
Woods.
Trees. And lots of trees.
A lot of trees.
Have you ever seen an animal on your street?
Or around our house?
Yes! Snake!
Snake?
Fox! Lizard?
Lizards, yeah, we have a lot of lizards.
There was a dead armadillo on our street. Squirrels and chipmunks! Spiders were doing webs, and squirrels and chipmunks were trying to find acorns. And one time, Darrow tried to find some food. Then, you know what comes?
What?
Alga. And he eats him up. Yum, 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 yum.
My name is Jasmine. I live on Carrison Street in Berkeley, in California.
Have you ever seen an animal on your street?
Yeah, there's a bunch of squirrels, and dogs, and birds. Oh, and raccoons, too. My favorite park is San Pablo Park. I see people and a lot of dogs and squirrels and birds. I go to the beach in Brazil. I see fish, sometimes dolphins, and dogs, and birds, and monkeys. I've seen a squirrel bearing a nut in a dog's fur.
If you were a little animal, what would you be?
I would be a lion.
What's a critter?
A lot of the time, people say that critters are tiny animals.
Do you know the word for critter in Portuguese?
No.
Bicho.
Critters.
Leoid.
Critters.
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 Coyotes.
Ooh. What's your name?
Aida.
Where are you now?
Here. What's a critter?
My name is Maya. I live in Geelong. It's in Australia. There's lots of trees and there's lots of houses. Lots of people have gardens. My favorite parks are Eastern Beach Park and Sparrow Park. I like to play in the monkey bars, the slide in the maze, and I like to play on the swings. I like to play chasey. To where somebody is it, and they have to try and get somebody, and if they say tag, that means you're it, because you have to chase them around.
Chasey? We play that game here, but we call it tag.
Well, Maya says in Geelong, they call it chasey.
Wouldn't it be fun to go visit Australia and play chasey with Maya and maybe even see a kookaburra?
Yeah, that's definitely not something we can do here in Los Angeles. You know what I want to do? I want to go to Brazil and hang out with Katarina and eat bananas in the kitchen and see if a monkey comes in.
Ha! Do you think if we visited the Martins farm in New Zealand,
that maybe we could see a cow jumping over another cow?
Possibly. I'm not really sure that happened.
Andrew, this is so much fun, talking to our friends all around the world.
Absolutely. About...
Critters!
And that's our show.
Thanks so much to Sergio Avila and the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum for talking to us about the Sonoran Desert.
And all its wonderful desert creatures.
And thanks to Kalinga,
Ainsley,
Maria and Capella,
Ada,
Henry,
George,
Gavin,
Batula,
Karenina,
Maya,
Jasmine,
Palmer,
and their parents.
Thank you.
And especially thanks to Eliza, Mandy, and Chandra for helping us find some international volunteers for this episode of Ear Snacks. We'll see you next time for some more Ear Snacks.
Thanks for listening.